It's here and now. The deadline for open enrollment for private coverage under the Affordable Care Act is quickly coming. March 31st, there are under 3 weeks left to sign up. Yesterday, the Obama administration reported that 4.2 million had done just that by the end of February, but that was behind projections. And for those who still have no insurance, the tax penalty could be more than you think. NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner is here, thank goodness. And Julie, so we heard that the penalty is $95. Is that straightforward?
No, and that seemed to sort of get out into the ether. Actually, the penalty is the greater of $95 or 1% of your taxable income above the tax filing threshold. That's about $10,000 for an individual and about $13,000 for a head of household. So actually, for the vast majority of people who will be subject to the penalty, it's going to be a lot more than $95. And remember, if you're subject to that flat penalty, it's $95 per person who's uninsured in your household. So it really, for people who have to pay the penalty, most people are going to pay more than $95. And of course, it goes up in future years.
Well, I tried to do the math just now, 1%, carry the two. I couldn't do it. But your point is taken. It's going to potentially be much more than that.
Exactly.
And what about the deadline? There have been there's been a lot of moving of the goalposts, everyone acknowledges. So who does this deadline apply to?
That's right. This deadline applies to pretty much everybody who doesn't have insurance. Now, there are some exceptions. If you're eligible for Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program, you can sign up anytime. If you have a change in your status, if you get married, if you have a child, if you lose your job and your insurance, you get what's called a special enrollment period. But if you just plain don't have insurance right now, you need to sign up by this end of this open enrollment period, by March 31st. If you don't, and if you earn more than we just said, pretty much, you know, more than that filing threshold, you're going to be subject to this penalty. You can't sign up again until the next open enrollment period, and that's for next year. So this March 31st deadline means something, and the administration is pretty firm. They're saying they're not going to extend this deadline. They're saying they actually don't have the legal authority to extend this deadline.
The deadlines that have been extended have had to do with people who have insurance that may not qualify under the new requirements of the Affordable Care Act, but this is for people who have no insurance.
That's correct.
Right. Well, yesterday we spoke about Zach Galifianakis's highly intellectual interview with President Obama on Zach's program, Between Two Ferns. Let's listen to a portion of that.
Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
Healthcare.gov works great now, and millions of Americans have already gotten health insurance plans, and what we want is for people to know that you can get affordable health care.
Okay, maybe on the part of Zach Galifianakis, not that intellectual. But previous episodes of Ferns have drawn up to 30 million views. This was obviously a PR move to reach young people, but some people have criticized it. So, first of all, do you think it was an effective pitch?
Well, the people at the Department of Health and Human Services say that 54,000 people who watched this then went to healthcare.gov, that it was the number one place where referrals went. So they say it worked. It had their effect. Remember, they're reaching out very strongly to young people this month, and particularly to moms, to get their young adults to sign up. So it did what they hoped it would do.
But what would you have liked to have heard?
Well, I was sort of hoping that the president would sort of be a little more strong about this March 31st deadline,
and he didn't.
But obviously, clearly it was intended to drive traffic to healthcare.gov, and it did that.
Well, and it needs young traffic as well, because we're getting the numbers of people signing up. The young signups are lagging.
That's right. At this point, about 25% of the people who've signed up are in that, you know, sort of golden demographic between 18 and 34. But, you know, at this point, kind of the national numbers don't mean that much. Really, what experts say, it's important state by state. Every market is important. And right now, you know, we've seen some states, California, Florida, Idaho, North Carolina, and Washington, they've already exceeded their projections for the entire six-month enrollment period. And other states, Massachusetts and Hawaii, just to name two, are lagging way behind. So really, this last push, it's going to matter what happens in each state, not what happens nationally.
Right. In Massachusetts, one of the problems was marrying the system that was already here with the federal system. So we'll see what happens there. NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner, thanks so much.
Thank you.